heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, wonderful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narun. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, China and the European Union pledge to work together. In ethical business news, Walmart opens its first environmental demonstration store in Ontario, Canada. In noble living news, a man without limbs travels the world sharing God's love. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 5th, Dr. Edouard Bellon was born in 1876 in Vesoul, France. This distinguished engineer invented the apparatus that was used to make the first telephoto transmission by wire in 1907. The image was sent out from Paris to Lyon to Bordeaux and then back to Paris. Dr. Bellon's Bellinograph was further developed and was responsible for the first transatlantic radio facsimile transmission in 1921 between the United States and France. His device is the foundation of fax machines designed today. He also was involved in research which helped in the development of the modern television. We're thankful for Dr. Edouard Bellon and all the other brilliant scientists who have done so much to enhance our ability to communicate with one another globally. May technology continue to help humanity develop fraternal relations among all people and nations.
Flying news. Severe winter storm sweeps across eastern U.S. On Monday, the east coast of the U.S. faced weather ranging from freezing rain to heavy snow and strong winds, with 4 storm-associated fatalities on the roads of northern states. A 15-mile traffic jam followed an auto accident on a highway in North Carolina, with local Red Cross personnel going car to car to ensure everyone's safety. Over 500 auto accidents were reported in the state of New Jersey, and some 50 cars in Maryland had to be assisted after they slipped off the icy roads. The southern states were also affected, with some receiving record snowfall for this time of year. Fortunately, there were no reports of structural damage or power outages.
We send our sincere sympathies to those who lost loved ones, and our gratitude for the timely and caring efforts of the Red Cross and all other relief personnel. May all those affected soon regain the comfort of their daily lives as we turn to greater kindness for the easing of such extreme weather events as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Close encounter ends with fortunate pass. Astronomers report that an asteroid which may have been as large as a 10-story building passed by close to Earth on Monday. At just 72,000 kilometers away, the object's transit was alarmingly near and came 5 times closer to our planet than the Moon. Astronomer Robert McNaught of the Siding Spring Observatory in Australia, who spotted the asteroid, stated, "No object of that size or larger has been observed to come closer to the Earth." What a fascinating occurrence, and thank heaven for a truly lucky escape for us on Earth. We look forward to expanding our awareness of the meaning and significance of such cosmic events.
Formosa, or Taiwan, extends visa-free treatment. The Formosan, or Taiwanese, government has announced the addition of the Philippines, India, Indonesia, Thailand, and Ao Lak, or Vietnam, to the list of 30-plus nations whose citizens may visit the island without a visa. Visitors from United Kingdom will also enjoy visa-free entry effective March 10, with a reciprocal program in place whereby Formosans can visit the UK for business or pleasure visa-free. What congenial news! Bravo, Formosa, United Kingdom, and all other participating nations for your expanded hospitality. We wish many visitors the ease and comfort of border-free travel.
Ha'il Desert Festival attended by over 220,000. The oasis city of northwestern Saudi Arabia was filled with visitors during its second annual 10-day desert festival. Attendees arrived from a wide range of cities and regions, including Jeddah, Qassim, Medina, Yanbu, Riyadh, the eastern region, Al Juf, Kiryat, and Hofa al Batan. 40 different events showcased the art, objects, and tools relevant to Sahara heritage, as well as the daily life of the desert inhabitants. Bravo all Ha'il organizers for your enriching desert festival. Through events such as these, may more and more people appreciate the beauty of the desert lifestyle and the wondrous landscapes of Allah's grace.
Risk of infertility increased by animal protein. Scientists at Harvard University, USA, evaluated the diets of over 18,500 women from the Nurses' Health Study who were attempting to become pregnant. They found that even one serving of meat per day increased the women's risk of infertility by 32%. The risk of infertility for those who consume the highest amounts of animal protein increased by 39%, while those with the highest vegetable intake actually reduced their chance of infertility by 22%. Harvard University researchers, we sincerely appreciate your sharing these important results. Findings such as these are like a beacon of light guiding us all to the healthful and life-giving animal-free diet. New Loving Hut in Alhambra, California, USA. The grand opening of the newest Loving Hut in the United States was graced by the presence of the city's mayor, as well as the head of the local Chamber of Commerce and many customers interested in tasty vegan cuisine.
I'm happy that we have an opportunity to have a restaurant like this in our community. This is good. This is because people are always in a hurry. So fast food is good, and if it's healthy, that's even better.
This is very interesting and very tasty. I'm very impressed.
They have a big selection here, and the buffet is really good and affordable too, so that's good.
Loving Hut in Alhambra, California, USA, is one of a large, ever-growing family of restaurants worldwide, known for its cheery and innovative atmosphere and menus that are both international and local, quickly served yet healthy and always satisfying. The inspiration for the Loving Hut restaurant concept comes from Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate advocacy for an animal-free and therefore cruelty-free diet.
How come you became a vegetarian?
It's because it's better for my health, it's better for the environment, and I couldn't live with, you know, having to kill animals for my own.
Most customers at Loving Hut Alhambra are familiar with the vegetarian lifestyle, and many already embrace it as a favorable trend, a vital trend for saving the planet. The new locale is an opportunity to enjoy this life-sparing progression even more.
My wife is vegetarian.
And our son here is a vegetarian.
Two of my nieces are vegans, and I guess, you know, it's a healthy way to go.
Vegetarian for 10 days now, so.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And how do you feel?
I feel very good, yes. My friend was telling me that vegetarian only takes 30% of the world resources that a non-vegetarian does, and I think that's one really good reason to do it. You know, I do love my world, and I want for us to be in right relationship with the earth.
Through Loving Hut, the trend is set. Congratulations, Loving Hut Alhambra, for helping make it easier for people to transition to a more joyful and life-sustaining diet. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her immense inspiration and wise guidance for this wonderful way to share the beauty of vegan living. May we soon welcome a time when all our actions serve the highest well-being of humans, animal co-inhabitants, and Mother Earth. Save our planet. Climate change seen in Australia's more extreme weather. The recent wildfires in the southern state of Victoria, the worst in the nation's history, claimed at least 210 human lives and caused over 1 million animals to perish, with destruction to native habitats and some species being lost completely. The global temperature rise in southeastern Australia has resulted in extreme heat waves and more intense wildfires, while the northern part of the continent is getting more powerful rainfall. Around 60% of northeastern Queensland state is covered by floodwaters after weeks of drenching rain. Australian Green Party leader Bob Brown stated, "The fires are a sobering reminder of the need for this nation and the whole world to act and put at a priority the need to tackle climate change. We pray that through our compassion for all beings and the environment, the effects of climate change will be minimized." As in numerous other occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the urgent period we are in during an international seminar on August the 23rd, 2008, as well as the only hope we have to save the planet.
It's just getting worse and worse now, and I don't know how to do. If I could just go out and beg everybody on the street, just please stop eating meat and stop raising livestock and stop abusing the resource of the earth, stop wasting water. I would do that. Okay. But the critical mass may be coming soon, and it might work by itself. And we can celebrate one day that we saved the planet. If people repent in their heart and react quick enough, turn to vegetarian diet, with the grace from heaven, with the interference from the positive power, we might be able to save 80% of the population of the planet.
Save our planet. Report by European MP on livestock and global warming. On Wednesday, European Parliament member Jens Holm held a meeting at the Parliament to launch the report, The Livestock Industry and the Climate, now available in four additional languages, as well as to launch a new website for its distribution at www.meetclimate.org.
The report, co-authored by Parliament member Holm and Toivo Jakala, was initially released in Swedish, English, French and Croatian, and is now also available in Dutch, Spanish, Czech and German. Thank you, Parliament Member Holm and Mr. Jakala, for your efforts to promote a restored planetary health through vegetarian eating. May government leaders worldwide take up this most worthy message and encourage all citizens to eliminate animal products for the benefit of our ecosphere. European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. US students invent human-powered washing machine. Students from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, recently traveled to Lima, Peru to test their latest invention, a bicycle-powered device that cleans clothes without the need for electricity. With mechanisms that are designed for easy and inexpensive manufacturing, this spicy lavadora can be used in locations with variable or even no electricity. The MIT students most recently visited an orphanage of over 600 children in Lima, Peru, to improve their latest version of the Bicel Lavadora. What a creative innovation. Bravo, MIT students, for this green invention that helps clean the environment, along with bringing a new ease of living to so many.
Save our planet. Villagers trained for water conservation. When the 5,000 villagers from Karundi, India, were faced with a severe water crisis last summer season, village head Munkali decided to address the matter by establishing a water conservation committee. Following a workshop through the Centre for Environmental Science and Technology, or CEST, of the nearby Banaras Hindu University, or BHU, the committee now provides support for ground and rainwater harvest, as well as efficient water use and recycling. Furthermore, each trained villager is planning to train 10 more, for an ultimate team of 250, dedicated to conserving the region's water. Our respectful accolades, Munkali, Centre for Environmental Science and Technology, and all participants of these eco-friendly endeavours. With heaven's grace, may our enhanced stewardship of the environment help ensure the welfare of all beings and our planetary home.
Save our planet. The British Department of Health, in consultation with other agencies, has prepared a plan to protect people from summer heat waves by broadcasting public heat alerts on TV, radio, and in city centres.
Save Our Planet, the US-based First Wind Company, commences operations with a 57-megawatt wind farm in Massachusetts, USA, the largest in the northeastern US.
Save Our Planet. David Bickford of the National University of Singapore warns of the tragic and alarming rate at which frogs are killed for their meat, amounting to over a billion annually, which if continued will soon lead to the extinction of certain species.
Hi, I'm Lula the lemur, and I follow a compassionate vegan diet. I have a tip to share with you on taking your animal friends to work. Some businesses have a take your dog to work day. It's to promote how great it is to have an animal companion and to encourage adoptions from shelters. If your workplace doesn't have this special day, consider asking your employer to start one. It's a chance to show others the joys of sharing your life with a noble and fun animal friend. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, China and the European Union pledge continued collaboration. In 1975, China began diplomatic relations with the European Community, which later became the European Union. Over the years, the European Union and China have become important trading partners for each other. At a meeting in Brussels, Belgium, between Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, and European Commissioner President José Manuel Barroso, China and the European Union promised to work together. Their goal is to overcome the challenges brought on by global warming and worldwide fluctuations in the economy. Our respectful accolades, China and the European Union, on your dedication to mutual support. May the people of your nations be graced with a bright and sustainable future.
In ethical business news, Walmart Canada opens Green Store. Walmart Canada, headquartered in Mississauga, Ontario, announced its first environmental demonstration store in Burlington. Its features include geothermal heating and cooling technology, which is the first for a major Canadian retail operation. In addition, it uses energy-saving lighting systems, which are totally powered by alternative sources such as wind and low-impact water. The store is expected to consume 60% less energy, reduce carbon emission by 141 metric tons, and redirect 85% of its waste from landfills through recycling. Kudos, Walmart Canada, for taking these environmentally conscious steps. We look forward to seeing more and more businesses adopting measures to bring about a healthier earth. Coming up, an Australian motivational speaker travels the world promoting goodness and love. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspirational news for a loving world. In Noble Living News, a special man promotes love to over 1 million with his unique story. Mr. Nick Vujicic was born without limbs. Overcoming many challenges, he still found much joy in life. Now he travels around the world, sharing the love and hope he found in his spiritual faith. He speaks to people of all ages in schools, churches, businesses, and other settings. On his organization's website, lifewithoutlimbs.org, Mr. Vujicic said, "The Lord was going to use me to encourage and inspire others to live to their fullest potential and not let anything get in the way of accomplishing their hopes and dreams." Bravo, Mr. Nick Vujicic, for your kind heart and steadfast spirit. May you have great success in your mission of sharing God's love.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "It's All in the Head."
At the doctor's office, an elderly patient complained, "Doctor, I think I'm going deaf." The doctor said, "But why?" The patient said, "Well, you remember, I told you that I heard noises in my head." Doctor said, "Yeah, yeah." The elder patient said, "I don't hear them anymore."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
"I think Supreme Master Television is a wonderful idea. I watch Supreme Master Television very often. I love the programs. I wish there were more television stations like this." Bree, from Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Sweet Bree, your words are very kind. May you enjoy many hours of viewing pleasure. Please share the important information about the earth-saving benefits of a vegan diet with your friendly fellow Irish people in the radiant light of heaven.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more constructive programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world, 24 hours a day.
May celestial peace and love be upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy appoints a specialist in international affairs, Mr. Pierre Lelouch, as special envoy to Afghanistan in Pakistan.
Foreign ministers of Japan and China agree to transcend their country's long-standing territory dispute and instead further their diplomatic relations.
Columbia University in New York, USA honors television star and humanitarian Oprah Winfrey with the 2009 Klingenstein Leadership Award for her outstanding contributions to education in South Africa and elsewhere.
Denmark becomes the latest country to release previously classified files containing claims of UFO sightings.
Supermodels Nuut Cr and Annie Henley lend support to Rose Vietnam, an organization that provides food, computers, and teaching aids in the city of Hue or Lac or Vietnam.
Former U.S. venture capitalist Catherine Rohr's prison entrepreneurship program trains prison inmates in business skills, enabling them to succeed in their own enterprises upon their release.
Scottish nutritionist and author Nell Nelson writes in the Daily Record newspaper that vegetarian eating is healthier and cheaper than eating meat from so-called humanely raised animals.
The Indonesian Dawa and Education Association in Qatar raises some $14,300 through a charity event to give to Palestinian children.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Fermi telescope recorded the largest gamma ray burst ever witnessed, with energies up to 5 billion times that of visible light.
European Union Development Commissioner Louis Michel inaugurates a new humanitarian office in Haiti and addresses the Haitian Parliament, affirming the organization's ongoing support. Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.